You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Welcome back to the Queendom Hour. Welcome. This is your girl, Bree Shane.
And it's your girl, K-Matt.
And this is episode 6.
We have made it to 6.
We have made it over the milestone of 5 and into 6. Glory to God.
Come on.
And we're still pressing on.
We are. I'm excited for this episode.
I'm excited for this one.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Like, even from the, you know, 5 and what we was talking about, like, I thought 5 was, you know, a good milestone. Mm-hmm. But this one is exciting.
It is.
I don't know. Maybe because it's another
time. We crossed over the hill.
That's what it felt like.
And we're like, we on a roll now. I'm here for it.
So we're pressing.
Come on, pressing.
Episode 5 was about celibacy and our personal journeys with K-Matt being in a relationship and me being single, y'all, for 5 years.
And just our journey. Anytime.
Yeah, y'all already know where it's at. And today, we might just go ahead and expound on that with our special guest.
Special guest?
Introduce yourself, special guest.
Hello.
Oh, my.
No, I'll
Rico Suave no. in the building.
No way.
So I'm Bernard. Did I give a little spill on myself?
Yeah,
go,
sure.
Go for it.
Bernard, married, 2 years.
Yes. Hey, Mika.
Got a son on the way.
Yes.
He should be dropping any. So any day.
Dropping. Dropping like it's a mixtape.
Should be dropping any day. Any day soon. His actual due date is the 22nd of December. So
he's on his way.
I play for this amazing group called Dre Perry and the Group.
Come on. Shout out.
Shout out. We just did a live session, so I'll be looking out for that.
Cool.
And, yeah.
Dope.
That's about it.
Dope. Any, you know, special, no, I'm playing. Special hobbies? Do you like long walks on the beach?
Special hobbies? I like going to restaurants.
Cool. Come on, you're foodie. A foodie.
I'm not really a foodie because I eat the same thing when I go to different restaurants.
Nah.
I'm afraid to try new
stuff. So what, you just like the atmosphere? Like,
I just like, you know, try new places. Like the ambiance and atmosphere, pretty much.
What you be eating? Chicken fingers, chicken nuggets and fries.
You cannot go wrong with chicken fingers. Where you go?
That's low key true.
Chicken nuggets.
If you don't, if you see something, you look at the menu, and you look, and you're like, nah, it's not looking good. Just give me the chicken finger.
That's true. That's hard to get wrong. Like, if they get that wrong, just
it's not a good restaurant.
It's a wrap.
I'm not wasting my time. Give me the swordfish. I don't eat seafood.
So why you boosting?
You want the most exotic thing.
You boosting.
just out here being extra. What? And then send it back. Nah, I'm good on that. Just give me a hamper here. But, okay, so last week, me and Candyman was definitely, you know, expounding upon our celibacy trips. And now, with Bernard here, you were celibate before you got married, correct?
Definitely.
Hey, how long?
2.5 years.
Jeez.
I've been married 2.
Okay.
So we was, I proposed 1.5 in, and then we got married the next year, so that's 2.5.
Mm-hmm.
So 2.5 years.
Dope.
Come on.
Hard journey.
Dang, let's talk about it. Let's talk about it.
No pun intended. Hard journey.
Yes.
Man.
Let's talk about it. What made you go on that journey?
Well, of course, the person I was with.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just had like this, like, I guess, kind of epiphany, like, you know how you have many, I'm not going to say problems or many things that may be problematic in your life. Like some people may have alcohol, you know, smoking weed or doing whatever they do. Mine was gambling and sex. So,
really?
Gambling was easy to stop. I was good at it. I didn't lose a lot of money. I won more than I lost. So that's a good thing. But the sex thing was like really, really hard. So I kind of got tired of, you know, playing at church, and then, you know, they do this special altar call, and then you be feeling like smut playing, like, Lord, just make me right. And then, like, so when I got with the person I got with, which is my wife, her name's Omega, and it was just like, okay, this may be easy, it's maybe hard. We're just going to see where it goes. You know what I'm saying? We went 2.5 years.
Wow. Damn.
Well, I went 2.5 years. She was a virgin. So.
Oh, wow.
That's so dope.
That is really, really dope.
That's so dope.
That's really dope. So was your journey because of her, or you just wanted to start over?
50-50. Well, I say 60-40. 60-40. 60 because of her, 40 because I wanted to start over. So, I mean, yeah, 60-40.
So coming into that mindset of you being a young Christian musician male could do whatever he wanted to do. Women.
I felt like it was a little shade in there.
Just a tad.
You know, I don't judge. But, you know, your mindset as a young Christian, black male who's, you know, out here in the world, still sexually active, what got you to that point to reevaluate yourself and wanting to start over?
Just looking at statistics. It was crazy. It's still crazy. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, people just nasty. Yeah.
Didn't we just say that last episode? Like, people just out here
nasty. It's just nasty. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, you kind of want to build off more than just that one thing, because you kind of, if you go that route, you don't got much to build on. It's always going to lead back to, like, we should break up. But it's so good, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of people be stuck. That's how I didn't want to get stuck in life. So I was just like, let's just try this. You know, when she told me, I was shocked. Like,
that she was a virgin?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Did that deter you? Or did that?
Well, it didn't deter me because I'm married to her. So.
Well, no, I know. I'm talking about at first. Like, when she first told you, like, I'm a virgin. Did that just, like, freak you out? Like, nah, I don't even want to mess with her.
Nah, it didn't. I was just like, oh, okay. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, that's how it was.
Did it turn into your motivation to want more with her? Or?
Like, what you mean by more? Like,
wanting to get to know her more.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. It wasn't going to be like, first, when I first started talking to her, I didn't come in that mindset like, go for the kill. I was just like, let's just be friends. See how it works out. And then we had a conversation. And I was like, oh, okay. It's very different. You know what I'm saying? So I was just like, let's see where this go. And we see where it went, you know?
Yeah. Come on, marriage. And one thing that we did not mention is that me and Cayman actually went to college with Bernard.
We did.
Big facts.
We went to college with Bernard. So we knew...
We knew B-Nard.
We knew B-Nard.
When?
B-Nard on Twitter.
Listen.
Man.
Listen.
No, it's dope. We were talking though, like, me and Shay were talking, like, it's dope to see your growth. Just, I mean, all of us have definitely come along.
For sure.
Yeah.
A long way.
For sure.
It's dope though.
We have come an extremely long way.
It's like a whole 180.
Seriously.
You know, I hate when people say, we went 360.
You still
back at the point.
Like, you went back to the same spot. Like, yeah. Whole 180, though.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, just grateful to God for that.
Come on.
Because we couldn't imagine where we would be.
Come on.
Definitely.
Come on.
We could.
Yeah. Oh,
let's not
okay.
even front. We could imagine where we could be. But we just chose a different
exactly.
route.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
And it's not saying we wouldn't have been like, messed up, but we wouldn't have been the people we are today.
And this is very
absolutely
very, this would have never happened.
Nope.
And it's just so odd that we, and it's kind of running the same circles, you know, with churches being connected and conventions being connected and everything like that, and some of the people that we know and stuff like that. But my thing is though, Bernard, I remember
let's not go too far into memory lane.
Well, no, let me tell you. I remember. Person. No, just for me. Like, you know, you are. That's why I'm about to get to this. I remember when I was doing something with my org on campus. I don't even know if Bernard was still on campus at that time. I think he just came up there maybe for an event, because I think my org had collabed with the org that he was, you know, very instrumental with.
I'm one of the founding. I think it was seven or eight of us. I'm one of the founding few.
Jeez. Really? Yeah. Come on. Yeah. So I think we like collabed or something like that. And Bernard walked up to me one day and was like, "Oh, Richey, I see you save now." I'm like, "Wait, what?" He's like, "Oh yeah, I see you save now."
I mean,
I'm like, oh, okay.
Ain't the same no more.
Like, I didn't even know how to respond to that, because it's just like, you know, I guess I'm trying it with the Lord this time.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. It's something you don't regret either.
Yeah. No, mm-hmm. Not at all.
Yeah.
Not at all. So what got you to the point to where, because you grew up in church.
Definitely.
What got you to the point to where it's like, this is it. I need you, Lord.
So, you know, you always have these spur of the moment come to Jesus moments in service, or you go to a different type of church and it's just like you get a different revelation of where you actually are.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, my core friends in college, well, I had a lot of friends, but my gospel choir friends, we used to hang out at my friend's Brittany apartment. Her name's Brittany Butler. And you know, we was all talking like, "So where you want to go in life?" You know, the whole 5 year, what you want to do 5 years from now, whole plan. And I was like, "I want to get married." And everybody was laughing. Like, yeah, okay. I was like, "I can't get married."
Dang.
You know?
College Bernard. Oh.
And it's just like, you know, you just have those moments. And then, like, I don't want to be, like, all dramatic. Like, I was crying. Because it's not like that. It mm-hmm. was just like, "All right, bro, you gotta kind of scale back a little bit." Mm-hmm. Cause like I said, people are nasty out here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, gratefully, I never contracted anything, or cause I was doing my 6 month checkup every time.
Kept yourself together.
My mama had that good insurance, so I was like, "Hey, I'm about to go to the doctor." You know, I found me a little doctor in Ipsy, but you just gotta grow up sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And no matter what part of growth you encounter, you have to do it. So, like, if you grow spiritually, if you grow financially, if you grow, you know, mentally, you know what I'm saying? You have to grow. Because if you don't grow, you're just going to be stagnant. Mm-hmm. Just walking around doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of look at people like, "Bro, you doing the same thing from 10 years yep. ago?"
Absolutely.
I said that about, like, when you come home from college and you look at the same people and they doing the same thing like when you left, man.
Listen. God rest his soul. My daddy told me this before I went to college. He was like, "Bro, you might as well go to school, because the same people that's on the porch when you mm-hmm. leave, it's going to mm-hmm. be the same people on the porch when you okay. get back."
Yep.
And I came back because I didn't come home like that, because I was just like, "I'm not to keep coming home wasting gas." Mm-hmm. Gas was like $4 mm-hmm. when I was a freshman in high school. Freshman in college. So I was just like, "All right, I'm going to come home summertime." Mm-hmm. Summertime I came home, the exact same people
yep.
were stuck in their exact same regimen, working the same day then job, coming home, doing X, Y, and Z. You know what I'm saying? I have to say X, Y, and Z because mm-hmm. everybody yeah. went to
right. Listen.
You know, I grew up on the west side of Detroit, so it's just like everybody was like stuck.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, "I can't be stuck."
Yeah.
And, you know what I'm saying? And I kind of got serious about life.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I kind of put things into perspective. Like, I definitely don't want to be like this. Definitely don't want to do this. Definitely don't want to do that. But I mm-hmm. might want to do this. But mm-hmm. I might want to. So you kind of have those moments where you just, you know, take that time to think about that type of stuff.
Mm. Absolutely. So I was thinking while you were sitting here talking, and I just go back to, you know, we have the young adults class during BME. Yeah. And, you know, I always see you. I don't know why, but I'm always in shock when you so like interactive and you're answering questions. And, you know, you just come off like spiritually mature. Not to say that you're not, but, you know, mm-hmm. us talking to the people, they don't know if we spiritually mature right. or not. So that's always refreshing to me, of seeing a young black male, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. now with a young growing family, taking his walk with God serious and trying to spread that to other people. So I guess my question to you, like, besides, you know, music ministry, what else are you going for in the kingdom?
So, right now I'm in like training to be a deacon at our church.
Cool. Really?
I know y'all get the scoop. Y'all get the first drop.
Exclusive.
Y'all get the first drop.
Ain't nobody heard this.
We should have a drop for that.
But I don't know, man. Bail. I know for a fact music is like my thing because like I was kind of good in basketball growing up. Then I got out of shape. And you just can't recover. Some people can't recover.
Yeah.
And I couldn't recover, so I was just like, okay, that's going to fall by the wayside. So music has always been, like, there. I always progressed in music. Whether it was slow progression or quick progression, I always progressed. So it was just like, okay, that's going to always be there. But I guess just trying to improve as a person, that's the number one kingdom goal. Like, I don't aspire to be, like, this person that is notable across the world, you know what I'm saying? If it comes, notoriety comes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not dying for it. Like, you know, there's some people out here that's really like,
absolutely.
Bro, I gotta be known. Yeah. I gotta do this. I gotta do that. Like, listen, fam, I ain't that guy. Like, I'm cool. Like, let me make my chips. Let me go home and be my family. You know what I'm saying? But just aspiring to be a better person, like make better decisions, you know, integral decisions. And I've always been a good, integral guy. But, I messed up a few times, you know. We all do,
yeah,
so.
Yeah, we're human.
You know, so I just, that's where I'm at. Like, that's where I'm at, for real.
How is this? Oh, go ahead.
No, I was just going to, you know, comment on it. Like, whatever comes, comes.
Definitely.
Okay. Come here.
I was going to say, how does this change in your life affect, you know, the people that you've been really cool with? Like, because I know you still cool with the people that you went to school with.
Yeah, definitely.
So, like, you taking this new path, how does that affect your dynamic within, like, your friends?
With my friends from college, and I'm real, well, so I have my church friends and I have my people who know God but don't really frequent like I do.
Right.
So, they respect it, you know what I'm saying? They're very supportive. Two of my best friends are very supportive of my, you know, journey, and they've been to my wedding, they've been to my baby shower, and you know, whatever I tell them, because I don't be like, come to this often. So whenever I say something, they be like, it's kind of serious. Cause he'll never be like, yeah, come to this event, come to this, just, you know.
Yeah.
So people are receptive to it. I did have to like stop hanging around with my neighborhood friends, but I had to stop doing that when I was like 21, 22, because they were stuck in the cycle. Yeah. And I'm not shaming them or nothing like that.
Because
when I see them, it's all love, you know what I'm saying? But
you're
it's
on
just
a different
like,
path.
It's a different path. Yeah. And it's so funny. Well, this isn't funny, but one of my closest friends growing up, he died from diabetes this year.
Oh, my.
He died August. So everybody came back together, and you kind of can see who went what way. And you know, certain things make a person look older than what they actually are.
Absolutely.
And you just be like, okay, I kind of made the right choice to go this route.
Yeah.
So I'm not perfect, but I made the right choices in that regard. So that's how I just look at it. Like, that's really how I just look at it.
Mm-hmm.
So we getting into, you know, just picking your brain about, you know, just growing as a male, but something that I do look to you for and, you know, and notice that you have been through is a lot of loss.
Yeah.
So, and with you speaking on your friend and stuff like that, I know when we were sitting amongst a group of friends, you were talking about, you know, mentally where you at and, you know, who you talk to and things like that. So how do you deal with that loss, especially, you know, being a Christian male and not you know, there's the stigma on Black men that they don't express themselves like they should.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you deal with that? How do you, you know, express yourself? How do you deal with the numerous of loss in your life?
I think fortunately enough, the losses that I've taken have been spread out in time. Mm-hmm. It's not like somebody died this month, and then 3 months later, somebody died. Mm-hmm. So fortunately enough, my first real loss, I was probably like 16. My music mentor had died from an asthma attack.
Oh, my.
So then, 07, my cousin, my first cousin, he had got murdered. And so that was a loss. And then my next door neighbor, she's like a grandmother. She died like 3 years later. Mm-hmm. And then a big time gap went by, and my dad died 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. So that's the probably the hardest loss. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And then my best friend just dying. So I think with loss, you just gotta, I'm a person where I'm not as vocal about my emotions, but I like to just keep working through stuff. You know what I'm saying? If I'm riding and I have my little breakdown, I cry like 5 seconds, mm-hmm. I wipe my tears and I'm like, all right, let's go. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But for, I think when my dad died, I got closer to my past. So I won't, like 2 weeks before my dad died, I started playing at a new church, which was my wife's church at the time. She was mm-hmm. my girlfriend at the time. But I started playing at her church, which then became my church. And I got closer to my pastor. Mm-hmm. And he kind of been like talking with me, you know, mentoring me through this life journey, especially since my dad has been deceased. So that's probably one person that I talk to. But I kind of like I'll go out to eat by myself mm-hmm. to deal with those moments, like.
Really?
That is very interesting.
Yeah, definitely. Because, you know, when you're very busy. Like, we all busy. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all got whatever. You work for Quicken. You work wherever you work at. Well, you work at Meridian, right?
No, not no more.
Okay, well. Okay. you're working somewhere. Yeah. We gonna play that. No, but whatever y'all do, like y'all go to the same church. Y'all very active in y'all churches. Yeah. Y'all very active with y'all families. You know what I'm saying? So same with me. You know, I work a job and I'm a musician, which is very rare.
Yeah.
Then I'm married. Then I got
a
like
kid on the way.
I got a kid on the way. Yeah. Then I got a whole bunch of nieces and nephews. I got 3 sisters. 4 sisters. I got 1 biological and 3 I married into. Mm-hmm. So, you know, whenever they call, if I'm available, I can, you know, then I play for the group. So my time is like stretched.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And then I'm like doing this whole deacon thing. So mm-hmm. I got to go to business meetings with the church. Jeez. Like I'm a real like church adult. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, like you know, you're not a church adult until you pay like your pastor's anniversary assessment.
Man, like,
or your building fund assessments. Yeah. Like, that's when you a real church adult. Yep. Like, you know, you pay your tithes. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're supposed to do.
But you start you paying the big stuff.
When you pay them big church bills, like, you a real whole church adult. So, like, for me, my time to recharge is, like, going out to eat or just going do something that I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's not motivated by nobody else. I could just go. Just do what I want to do. So I take that time to really think about stuff that I try to put on the back burner just to get it out, you know what I'm saying? And I just deal with it then, or I make my plans for my next phase of my life at that time. Like, okay, I want to do this, I want to do this, I want to do this. So this past Thanksgiving, my best friend, well, she's my sister too, Brittany Brown, who went to her.
Hey, B. Brown.
Her class. She's dope. She invites me over to her family house every Thanksgiving. So her brother-in-law, he's a counselor. But I've never went to him for counseling or nothing like that. Mm-hmm. But I've always seen how he moved in life.
Mm.
You know, he built his first house from the ground up. So then he built another house.
Mm.
So when I was talking to him this time, he was like, man, it's easy to build a house. I'm like, what do you mean? It's a lot of money. He was like, bro, just say, he gave me a plan.
Mm-hmm.
So now in my mind, I'm like, okay, I got a blueprint. If I want to do it, do I want to put it into action? Is the big thing. Do I want to deny myself a few, you know, shopping opportunities or going out of town opportunities to save so I can get to this step?
Mm-hmm.
So that's just like, it's always been my thing. Like, whenever I get some instructions, I always try to think about how I can apply them. Because it's no point in getting an instruction if you're not going to apply it.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, so yeah.
That's where I always be at.
It was something. I want to go back a little bit. It was something that you said about, you know, your alone time at a restaurant. But like, what does that look like? Because me and Cam out was sitting up here talking, and we were talking more so about what it looks like for self-care. And that sounds like your self-care. Yeah. Is that alone time at a restaurant?
So,
but what specifically, like, does that look like? Like, do you sit there and talk to yourself?
No, right, man, right? No. Like, I'm out there. I'm not there going crazy. So, like,
no, not crazy.
I go to a restaurant, try to catch a happy hour or something. But I sit at the bar.
Okay.
Usually uh-huh. some TV there. Okay. So I can watch the game or whatever. But I have my phone listening, or I have my phone listening to music. And my, just do what I want to do at that time. I'm not forced to have a conversation with anybody. Not saying I'm forced to have a conversation. But, you know, it's that, what is what you're going to do when you out to eat?
Yeah.
You're not about to play shoots and ladders, so right. you got to talk to somebody. You know what I'm saying? So during them times, I just be like thinking or, you know what I'm saying, just taking in the vibes of the place. You know, that's for me. I just, that's what I like to do.
That's so crazy. Because when I need to be alone, I need to be alone.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to even be in the vicinity of people, things, nothing. Just me and my space.
Yeah, definitely. Because you can, when you want to be alone, you can easily get distracted your alone time.
Right, right.
By having to do something for someone else. Mm-hmm. And that's not no bad thing or nothing like that, but it's just facts.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Especially I'm married. So if my wife want to come sit upstairs, like if I try to go upstairs, she comes sit next to me, I have to embrace her in that moment, because you don't want to be like, I'm trying to get my alone time. And then she be like feeling all bad and stuff like that. So I try not to do that. And if I do, I'm sorry, boo. I'm sorry. But you know what I'm saying? I try to just go out. And she understands it. She's very understanding. Like, all right, I'm about to go here. I'm about to go watch the game here. And I'll be by myself, you know. So that's
dope.
That's for me.
That is dope. Because I on previous podcast I was telling K-Matt that that's how my alone time go is planning an actual day for myself. So I don't have to think about nothing. I don't have to be around nobody. I can literally sit back and do stuff that I love. Shopping, breakfast by myself, dinner by myself, a movie, you know, shoe shop, whatever the case may be. And that's just out and basically loving on myself.
See, I'll go to breakfast by myself in a heartbeat. Yeah. My wife don't like breakfast food. So that's like,
oh man.
So I can easily just get up and go.
Yeah.
Go to breakfast, sit, you know, at the counter. Because I usually go to Bob Evans. That's my breakfast spot.
Just came from the Bob.
Today?
Just came from the Bob today.
See, I love Bob Evans. So, you know what I'm saying? And it's nostalgic for me because my parents, I come from a split household.
Okay.
My parents were never married, but they were together till like I was like four or whatever. But so I would have these, they had this agreement that I have to go to my dad's house every other weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So I come over Friday night. We'll stop and get something to eat. Come over Friday night. It'd be late. Go to sleep. We wake up Saturday morning, and this was our regimen every Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
We'd go to the bank. He'd put some money in the bank. Then we'd go to breakfast at Bob Evans.
Okay.
So when I go to Bob Evans, I've kind of found that as like my time, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Replaying those moments, you know what I'm saying? Now that I'm older. So it's kind of like a tradition, but I don't go as often as I could.
Yeah.
Because Bob Evans are far.
They are. There's no like far in the city.
Like, and the one that was closest to me, they closed recently. Mm. So I was kind of mad about that.
I thought it was one in Grosse Pointe, Roseville.
See, I'm
West.
I'm West.
Oh.
So,
yeah.
And I'm like Middle West. So like the closest one is Livonia.
Oh.
On 96 in Middle Belt.
Ooh.
So I just don't really want to drive that far. Or the next closest one is 14 by Oakland Mall.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like same distance. But, you know, when you wake up, you be like, man, I really don't want to drive.
Yeah, for sure.
You can't settle for no Coney pancakes. Okay. Coney pancakes are trash.
They not the same.
They trash. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
you need to get on the OHOP train, though.
I like OHOP, but OHOP is not fulfilling.
What?
Like, I go to OHOP and I still be hungry.
Really?
I can see that.
Because their pancakes are so small.
Love it, though.
They more
they're not
thin.
They're
thinner. You know what I'm saying? Thin and small. Like, they don't give you that fulfillment.
While we own this, listeners, let us know. Bob Evans or OHOP?
Hey.
people are going to say OHOP.
You think so?
People are going to say OHOP.
You think so?
Yeah. OHOP is good, but OHOP is kind of overrated. Think about it.
I love OHOP.
Think about it.
That's nostalgic for me.
But think about it. You go to OHOP, they only give you 2 refills on strawberry lemonade.
I only get water.
Okay. You don't even get a drink.
No.
Back in the day, Bob Evans used to have Kool-Aid.
I never knew that.
Big facts. He's had blue Kool-Aid.
Never knew
and he's had the little squiggly straw as a kid, you know what I'm saying? But
remember,
listen, I'm telling you.
Y'all let us know, which one do you prefer?
Okay, so going back to what you said on, because you out here dropping gems today. See, this,
you are, though.
This is why I'm
like
talking,
real low key, though.
Man, this is why I'm talking to real Bernard, because key. Coming from what he was and what he is now and the mindset change, like from you going from, you know, a young man to a grown man, mm-hmm. making grown man decisions, family, mm-hmm. now you about to bring a kid in. Mm-hmm. A child?
You about to have a whole kid.
How do you feel about that?
A whole kid.
I'm going to be honest. It's perplexing. Mm-hmm. Because it's no rule book.
Yeah.
Like the big steps in life is not no rule book mm-hmm. for. Yeah. No rule book on how to go to college.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's no rule book at on all. How to get married or mm-hmm. how to stay married for the most part.
Yeah.
There's no rule book on how to be a parent. I mean, people try to write books, but it's case by case.
Yep, absolutely.
It's case by case. Who might work in your household may not work in your household.
Yeah.
So it's just like, I was kind of like, oh, man.
Has it hit you yet?
It hit me like midway, mm-hmm. like during the pregnancy. Mm-hmm. And like my wife been holding it down because carrying a baby is very, very.
Look, I said I gotta tell sis when she gonna stop working, because I know she like she just
man,
she here she about she, to. She doing it
she about to she doing you it. Know what I'm saying? So it's just like we grateful in this moment and everything. It's just it's a big deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's huge.
It's more. See, this is how I'm gonna look at it. Pregnancy and weddings are for women. It's geared toward the woman. Think about it. Women have a bridal shower. Men don't have a bridal shower.
It's true.
Women have baby showers are typically for the woman mm-hmm. and for the baby. Mm-hmm. You know, you throw on a co-ed baby shower.
Yeah.
Like we had a co-ed one, but it was like really like geared toward what the woman wanted. And I'm not, you know, hating or nothing like that, but yeah. It's just like a realization. Like, it's for the woman, bro.
Yeah.
Everything is for the woman in the world nowadays.
But our friends get together and throw this.
No. Because my friends came. A big bash. My friends came. They gave.
But
they
you
gave.
Know, you need a daddy shower or something. Like that. I don't need strictly
no
for you.
No, I don't need no daddy shower. Because what I'm gonna do? Like, what we gonna do?
Wear your Burberry what? Shirt.
Listen.
Wear your cardies.
Listen, I can't even fit no Burberry shirt. That's the crazy part. Like,
just wear it open. Wear a shirt under it. Listen, you be good.
Okay.
Have a Detroit, you know, baby shower.
No, but like the whole baby experience is really cool. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And at first, I was kind of like fighting the whole, like, I'm about to have a baby. I'm still trying to do me. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? Just trying to get my goals accomplished, but then. You know, my wife was just like, I need you. So I kind of been, like, trying not to be too busy.
Yeah.
And everything. So it's a hard balance, man.
Because what's your schedule going to look like when the baby get here?
For right. sure.
Right. Like, for real, for real.
For sure. If God will give me this, uh-huh. it's not, like, of course yeah. everybody want to hit the lotto.
Yeah. Of course.
But if I could just do music full time and be a parent, I would, mm-hmm. holistically. Because, mm-hmm. you know, you got to have that time with your kid. Yeah. And then my wife will need some time to, you know, get out the house and,
yeah,
you know, do the necessary things that she want to do.
Yeah.
So that's what I want to do. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to figure out a way to do that now.
We going
to
be praying for you.
Oh, most yeah, definitely. Really. I pray for y'all, too.
Once again, God bless you.
But
God bless you.
That's just where I'm at. Like, working. Listen, man, I got a whole new perspective on working.
Listen.
So I got a real big perspective.
Don't get us started on that.
No, seriously, but I want to hear it.
My perspective on working?
Yeah.
I feel like working is you don't get your true value.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely not.
You know, mm-hmm. they pay you per hour for your time. Mm-hmm. You can't get your time back.
Nope. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And then
they want to be on the PTO.
Listen,
get like two free hours for PTO. That's trash.
Yeah, and then you have to work those full 2 weeks to get that.
Yep.
So don't use your other PTO to take, because you ain't getting that PTO back. Mm-mm.
Listen, man. I did the breakdown. Mm. You know, as a church musicians get a nice amount of money. Mm-hmm. I ain't trying to put nobody's business out there, but they make a good mm-hmm. piece of change. But I did my breakdown. From my 2 week check from work compared to a 2 week check playing at church on Sunday. Mm-hmm. Now, that's 80 hours for work. Mm-hmm. The church, probably like, we're going to say 10 hours roughly in 2 weeks. Because you got to do rehearsal. You got to go. You got to have service. If you got two services, you know what I'm saying? You got services. But mainly, that's all you got to do.
Right.
It didn't even add up to the way I thought it should have added up. Like, after 2 weeks, after taxes, make about $400 or $500. It's people that's making that in the city in a week playing one service. And I'm thinking like, man, this is really a waste of my time.
Yeah, you can be building and growing somewhere else, perfecting your craft,
facts.
Taking time, mental health, like that should be all into play when it comes to working for these companies. Like, they be playing us.
Big facts.
They be really playing us.
So you just gotta like suck it up sometime.
Yeah,
like,
for real.
I need this extra cheese until this plan. Pop off. And that's why I want to commend y'all. Like, you got your makeup. Y'all got the podcast. I don't know if y'all make money off the podcast yet, but y'all can probably.
Come on, Jesus. Yeah.
So it's just like, you know, y'all setting yourself up.
That's the plan.
For real.
Really,
that's the plan. Which is a perfect segue.
Come on.
Back into what you was talking about. Your master plan of like when you're talking to your friend's brother-in-law and he was, you know, giving you that, you know, I don't want to ask you what's your master plan because it's none of my business, but I know you got one.
It's not developed yet.
Okay.
Not developed yet.
But what is your mindset getting into it? Because, you know, I don't know why, but I really like, even seeing from where you came from and where you are now, I just like you are just like so mature. Mm-hmm. Like if I would see you more, I would probably come to you for advice, which is really weird.
Fair.
Like that's why I really love having conversations with you because it's like you're so intellectual and you are a logical thinker, especially coming from an emotional thinker, which is me. You make me sit back and be like, huh. So having that smart information in such a couple of days. Where do you see yourself forming your master plan at?
Well, my master plan, I ain't gonna say one part of the one phase of the plan is just getting the habit of saving, fully saving, and seeing where I can cut back at. So now I'm at the point where I'm looking at my, you know, my credit union slips, seeing where I spend my money at. It's basically on food.
For real.
I'm going to be honest. Because I'm on the go. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not a big fan of soul food. So, like, what people going to cook at home? Usually soul food or pasta. One of the two.
Real talk.
Or, you know, you might have a seafood night every now and then. Or a taco night every now and then. But you're not eating tacos every night. Because it's going to be like.
It's
going to be bland. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm trying to figure out how I can start saving. It's going to be a process. Because when you go out to eat all the time. You go out to eat all the time. That's going to be your first thing. Like, you don't think to go to the grocery store, get this meat, let it cook. You know what I'm saying? Then you eat. You just be like, look, about to go pay this $10, get this nice little meal, and be done with it.
$10 add up out of nowhere.
Give them $2 for,
If you think about it, you eat at work. If you don't pack a lunch. So that's like 10 and 15, especially depending on where you work at. If you work downtown.
It's a wrap.
It's over. You paying like $12 minimum for a decent meal.
Absolutely.
I think slices downtown. You get two slices of pizza in a pot for $6.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was my go-to.
That's absurd. $6. When you get a whole hot ready for five. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it's all convenience. Like, slices is going to be ready. It's going to be hot. And it's going to be good.
Yeah.
So you're going to go pay that $6. You do six times five. You go every day. That's
$30.
You know what I'm saying?
That's just lunch.
That's just lunch. Let's not go through snacks.
Yeah.
Hitting the vending machine. Going to the gas station, get a bag of chips, Everfresh.
Then dinner.
You know what I'm saying? Dinner. And it ain't like EMU when we had that good old flex.
Listen, them flex dollars.
The meal plan.
Flex and the meal plan. And then when you ain't had no meal plan, your homegirl had a meal plan. So you throw her like $2 or $3. Like, look, man, let me just, you know, hook me up.
Man, I ain't used my meal plan for the day. I got to hurry up and use it because it's not going.
Man.
Listen.
Living a life.
Listen, bro.
He was on campus living a life.
So now, so you're 30 for lunch. We're going to say a rough 15 for snacks. On a week basis. Then you factor in dinner. You about 100 ball in.
Yeah.
A week.
A week.
You know what I'm saying? 100 ball in. So that's a week. And then you do for a whole month, that's $400.
Damn. When you could spend 100 on groceries for the month.
You feel me?
Yeah.
But I'm not a fan of leftovers either. So mm-hmm. I gotta kind of kill that whole little spiel. Like, mm-hmm. I gotta start eating leftovers.
You gotta make some sacrifices.
You got
that's
to.
That's all it is.
You know?
That's all it is.
Like the Doughboys say, chances make champions.
Hey. Come on.
You feel me? So, so you just gotta, like, you really gotta sit back and be like, okay, what do I really wanna do? Do I really wanna save? Do I wanna be broke? You know what I'm saying? And then you gotta put yourself in a position where if something come your way, you be able to buy it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I really don't have a keyboard, but if someone posted, I got this keyboard for sale, it's worth $2,000, I'm about to sell it for $500. If I ain't got that $500, I'm going to be pissed.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to get to that point where I can have this. And I got a son on the way. Mm-hmm. So yeah. I ain't going to be that. I don't want to be that parent where I'll be like, Dad, I want these. And I'm like, man, I really can't get it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or I'm robbing Peter to pay Paul to rob John.
Yep, for real.
Just to get that for my son. So I just want to get to a better place. That's the first phase.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's the first phase. Luckily, I own my home, so.
Come on. Come on. I can step off the lips. Are you scared?
What?
What is this next phase you going to?
Nah, I don't be scared. I'm not scared of much. I'm only scared of mice and snakes. But I'm not scared of much.
What is it?
Petrified.
Mice?
What?
And snakes.
What?
Like, what happens? Do you, like, holler?
My whole body a freeze.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's a mouse.
Like, I grew up where my house is. We stayed off the alley.
Oh, it was a wrap.
It was a wrap because, like, in the wintertime, they get in the house.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, and them things move so quick. If they mm-hmm. so little, I'm so big, but it's just like, my whole body is, like, paralyzed up. Like, I'd really be, like, shook.
OMG.
I thought you were about to say a wolf.
Us.
Alligator.
I'm not scared of the east side, but I'm scared of mice. You feel what I'm saying?
I thought something. God.
Right.
I'm such a.
That's I mean, I fear God. Yeah. I'm not afraid of him.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I feel like you at a stage where it's like you're not afraid of that next step because it's like, why not just jump at this point?
Because it's going to come.
No choice. Yeah, you don't have no
it's
choice.
It's going to come.
You really don't have no choice.
It's going to come. Like, why would I be afraid of something that's going to come?
Yeah. And I can't stop it.
You can't stop it. You can't. It ain't like it ain't like a health thing where you can kind of scale back and then prepare yourself to stop it.
Yeah. Right.
It's something that's going to come.
Like, right.
Either you're going to be ready for it or you're not. Plain and simple.
It's deep.
And it took me a minute to get really mentally ready for it. Like, I'm about to have a whole kid. Somebody's life is in your hand.
Yeah. Literally.
Holistically. And it's not a book where you can read and be like, oh, this is what I'm supposed to do.
Mm-mm.
You know, I try to read this little stuff online about, like, the trimesters and mm-hmm. how to be, you know, I failed tremendously. But, you know, it's just, you just got to really take life by the horns. Because life will get you.
Yeah. Quick, easy.
And I didn't get to that place until my daddy died.
Mm.
Because that was my safety net.
Mm.
And I want a safety net gone. You got to really, like, step up.
Come on.
You can't make no dumb decisions. You know what I'm saying? Like, I made a stupid decision before he died. Like 2 years before he died, he was right there. He looked out, threw me some cheese for it. And I was like, okay, I can go about my little life.
Mm-hmm.
Can't do that no more. So, mm-hmm. so your steps got to be a little bit more orchestrated. Frankly, I mean, thankfully, I had a dad like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? He didn't want me to, you know, go X, Y, and Z way for various different reasons. But you can't waste no time. You can't.
That's all I'm saying. I don't know how people really navigate through life without God. Like, how do you wake up every day and, like, literally not have God?
You know what? I think I know how. Think about it like this. When we was in college,
mm-hmm.
we wasn't as tight in our faith.
Sure, showing.
We wasn't tight in our faith. So you take that in times 10.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how they make the decision. Think about it.
That's scary.
That's very scary.
That's very scary.
I can't imagine me being where I am now, even operating like that. But that's for real, Bernard. That's true. Because that one time I was.
You know what I'm saying? You were just living life.
Just living.
Like going to a cap party, just living. Like
yep.
you see somebody you like, what up? You want to meet up? Like, you just living. You're not even thinking about it.
Yeah.
It
was really, really out here losing our minds. Thank you, Lord.
No, for real.
Really think about it. That's just, we just got a conscience.
Yeah.
We just got another small voice in our head saying, don't do this.
That's the Holy Spirit.
That's the Holy Spirit. But without the Holy Spirit, you'll just be living your everyday life. You'll really be trying to live your best life, but it'd be your worst life.
Yeah.
Without that conviction.
Absolutely. I'm going to steal that.
B-Nart said.
Okay. Oh, hashtag.
It's just, you just got to do it.
Yeah.
Whatever it is you want to do. Like, you want to do makeup, you just got to do it.
Thanks, Brian.
Dang.
That
was heavy.
I mean, I don't know.
I know that was simple, but that was heavy.
I don't know. Like, you don't even understand. You really just got to do it. Like, find out what the route to take. Just do it. You know, our thinking is we got to do it big the first time we do it.
That was us in this podcast.
Just take baby steps.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you just got to take baby steps. That's just life, bro.
Ciao. B-Nart, ladies and
gentlemen. No, man.
Y'all don't understand. Like, I know, like, you don't understand. I know you don't think that it's a big deal, but, like, the stuff you're saying, you really dropping some gems.
It's a huge deal, and it's crazy that we see this on you, like, and trust you with this information, because this is not a platform that has anybody come on to and just speak about, you know, faith and God and spirituality and where we was and being honest and open. So to be able to have you in this space, to trust you with the information, to put it out to the world, like, it's huge. It's really, really huge. And I'm super proud of you.
Yes.
Like, I'm like, extremely proud of B-Nart. Hey, I'll be on the verge.
I appreciate it. I ain't perfect.
Yeah.
Far from it.
Best thing about it. Because you're open enough to say that I'm not perfect, I'm trying.
I don't have it all together, but
sure.
I want to be better. I want to grow. I want to learn. I want to do stuff differently. This world showed me this, but I want to get into that. Like, it's a beautiful thing.
And to be a male doing it.
So what do y'all want to do?
What in regards mean? To
like whatever,
I that, just want to do. I
what be holding y'all back?
I want to do makeup full time. What holds me back is not having what I need right now.
Okay.
Or I guess I should say what I think I need.
Yeah,
that's big facts.
I want to blog full time. I want to blog. I want to influence. I want to, not in like a super Jesus way, but in a human, spiritual way. I want to heal and just, you know, love and whatever, but I want to blog. I really want to spread God's word in the best way he gave me, and that was through writing and maybe through fashion and just giving a different outlook onto life and, you know, this thing we call a Christian walk and lifestyle.
So let me ask y'all this, because I deal with this too. Are y'all in the mix of those things?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, you get what I'm saying? Are you in the mix? What I mean, are you going to these events to where you'll be around the same people with the same like-minded stuff? Or are you just going home like, yeah, I'm about to be a blogger. I'm about to go home, write on my little MacBook. I'm about to write this little statement. I'm going to put it on the internet, and it's going to get picked up.
I'm be honest. It goes in spurts for me.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It goes in spurts. It's not like I the entire year I went to stuff related to beauty all year round. Mm-hmm. But I have. But it's not on a consistent basis like that.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same way. I'm very critical of myself. So, you know, one moment I'm on freaking 10 and then the next minute I have to draw all the way back to 2 because I second guess myself. Like, is it, can I, am I supposed to, right now, the stage I am I supposed to be in these circles, and am I supposed to be reaching out to people and things like God, show me where I'm supposed to be. And then, you know, a lot of events that I do want to go to and you know, companies I want to be around, sometimes, you know, the stuff don't come up until after. So that makes me question myself again. Like, am I supposed to be in that? Because I would have done amazing in that room.
Mm-hmm.
But was it meant for me to be there?
I know for me, my position in the BME, I didn't, like, ask for it. I didn't seek it. It was, like, presented to me, like, hey, we want Miss Yvonne Pitts, God rest her soul. She inboxed me on Facebook, like, call me. So I called her. She said, look, I've been watching you. This is what I want you to do.
Hmm.
Do you want to do it?
Hmm.
I was like, Okay, but I thought I was just going to be over the band, not the whole music experience with the youth and young adult. So, you know, me, I can't sing. I can't even dance. But I can play an instrument. But I also know I can get rally people up, man. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it's a hard journey. But when I first got out, I was like, why they pick me? Mm. You know what I'm saying? But now I kind of understand it a little bit. Not to the whole totality, but you just never know what you got until you put it into a room where you don't, where you got yourself. You feel what I'm saying? Mm. So.
Ciao. B-Nard, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, like that. Ladies and gentlemen, it was a good show.
Yes. And I feel like we definitely have to have you again.
Absolutely.
We do.
I'm thinking about getting a podcast.
Come on. Hey. Make sure you call us to be on there.
Hey.
Listen.
Just saying, we want to be featured.
I got y'all.
I don't know what we're going to talk about, but we're going
to
be on there.
Listen, I got y'all. I really been wanting to do something like this. For real, for real.
You should. That'd be
you
dope.
Should.
That'd be dope.
I listen.
We definitely go
Big
listen.
Facts.
But thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your input, for your gems, for all of that. Like, and if y'all have questions for B-Nar, where can I hit you up at?
I guess Twitter. Instagram. My Twitter name is at B-Nard. It's B-E-E_NARD. And then I feel like a celebrity. Then my Instagram is the real B-Nard. Because I had one that was just B-Nard, but I forgot that password a long time ago. So I had to make one, like, make it seem like somebody had a fake one of me.
Oh, he getting catfish. Right.
Cool. No, it's the real B-Nard. So the, like, T-H-E, not getaway, D-A. Like, the T-H-E, real R-E-A-L-E. No, R-E-A-L-B-E-E-N-A-R-D. Same thing on Snap, you know.
Yes.
I'm just getting in the Snap.
Come through.
You know, so.
Yes, make sure you guys follow B-Nard. Hit him up if you want, if you have any questions.
Can I get a few shout outs right quick?
Yes.
All right, shout out my wife.
Come on.
She fine.
Yeah.
Bring it. She fine and bring it. I love her. Shout out my soon to be son, Benoris Christian King Carter.
Come on.
You know, shout out my church, Mount Charity, Baptist Church, you know.
Churchy.
We the Transformers, you know.
Churchy.
We the Transformers. And what's the one shout out? That's it, I think. Shout out Dre Perry in the group.
Hey.
That's the boss. That's boss man. And that's about it.
Cool. Well, make sure you guys are following us at the Queen of Hour on Instagram. And my personal, you know, social media handles, Instagram, Twitter, and Snapchat is I am K-Matt with two T's.
I am _ Queen Bichet, and that's on Instagram and Twitter.
And then if you guys have any questions, you can hit us up via email, and that's thequeendomhour@gmail.com. And we definitely thank you for tuning into the show, and we will catch you guys on the next show.
Hey, bye y'all.
Bye.